Testimony of the 12 Apostles to the Truth of the Book of Doctrine and Covenants. The testimony of the witnesses to the Book of the Lord's Commandments, which commandments he gave to his church through Joseph Smith, Jr., who was appointed by the voice of the church for this purpose. We therefore feel willing to bear testimony to all the world of mankind, to every creature upon the face of the earth, that the Lord has borne record to our souls through the Holy Ghost shed forth upon us, that these commandments were given by inspiration of God and are profitable for all men and are verily true. We give this testimony unto the world, the Lord being our helper, and it is through the grace of God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ that we are permitted to have this privilege of bearing this testimony unto the world, in the which we rejoice exceedingly, praying the Lord always that the children of men may be profited thereby. The names of the 12 were Thomas B. Marsh, David W. Patton, Brigham Young, Heber C. Kimball, Orson Hyde, William E. McClellan, Parley P. Pratt, Luke S. Johnson, William Smith, Orson Pratt, John F. Boynton, Lyman E. Johnson. In successive editions of the Doctrine and Covenants, additional revelations or other matters of record have been added as received and as accepted by competent assemblies or conferences of the Church. Beginning with the 1835 edition, a series of 7 theological lessons was also included. These were titled The Lectures on Faith. These had been prepared for use in the School of the Prophets in Kirtland, Ohio, in 1834 through 1835. Although profitable for doctrine and instruction, these lectures have been omitted from the Doctrine and Covenants since the 1921 edition because they were not given or presented as revelations to the whole church. In the current edition of the Doctrine and Covenants, 3 documents have been included for the first time. These are sections 137 and 138, setting forth the fundamentals of salvation for the dead, and Official Declaration 2, announcing that all worthy male members of the church may be ordained to the priesthood without regard for race or color. It is evident that some errors have been perpetuated in past editions, particularly in the historical portions of the section headings. Consequently, this edition contains corrections of dates and place names, and also a few other minor corrections when it seemed appropriate, such as discontinuing the unusual names beginning with section 78. These changes have been made so as to bring the material into conformity with the historical documents. Other special features of this latest edition include maps showing the major geographical locations in which the revelations were received, plus improvements in cross-references, section headings, and subject matter summaries, all of which are designed to help readers to understand and rejoice in the message of the Lord as given in the Doctrine and Covenants.